Summer generally in Ottawa is pretty incredible. Obviously, we have, you know, Blues Fest and other festivals happening in the city. Like Jazz Fest, for example, kicks off tonight, and it's a free show. So, if anyone is interested in that,
I don't know what's going on in the studio.
I know
right now.
It feels like
everything's shaking.
I'm like, are we all of a sudden in California?
There's an earthquake. Earthquakes do happen in the Ottawa Valley. I don't know if anybody else is feeling this. This could be construction at the University of Ottawa as well,
possibly, because that just scared me. It's preparing me for my vacation a week. I'm heading
You're
to California.
Heading to the West Coast.
Wow, that was a little bit weird.
Never know what everyone. To expect. Never know what to expect on C2O.
Yeah, I totally just lost my train of thought.
You were just talking about really good shows in Ottawa, and actually,
yes,
there are some. People that from the long list who are playing. Ghost Keeper actually was just here a couple nights ago, I believe last week at the Elmdale. I was very sad to have missed that. But that reminds me of a couple other people who I feel were left off the list. Just like we were saying that there weren't many people from the East Coast, mm-hmm, when, again, you see, like, Hey Rosetta was on last year. I believe 2 Hours Traffic was on the short list the
Love
year before.
Them.
They're great. Not many bands from the prairies, I believe. I mean, even Tegan and Sarah, even though they're originally from Calgary,
right,
they're credited as from Vancouver. But, I mean, you're missing people from great acts from Saskatchewan, like Ra Ra and Library Voices.
Yeah, and another great band from Nova Scotia is Colorado. Oh my goodness, I'm forgetting the pronunciation of their name, but I had them at Bands on Den, like, in November. Oh my gosh. Caledonias.